सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तव न चरणान्तिके। माय हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओ नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। टुडे इज कार फेस्टिवल इन इंडिया इन जगन्नाथपुर लैक्स एंड लैक्स devotees or pulling cart and always hearing Jagannath Dev ki jai, Subhadra Devi ki jai, Baladev Prabhu ki jai. And all devotees are singing like what? Nitai Gauranga jai, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga jai, Nitai Anitai Gaurang Jai, Nitai Gauranga. Anitai Gaurang Jai, Nitai Gauranga. Whole day, this festival is going on. Sometimes, in one day, cart does not go to Gundicha Mandir in the middle way, one day, two, 3 days. And they want to pull, but never, one step it cannot go. When Jagannath wants, very quickly, very easily it goes. And sometimes if you try hard, so many persons in 1 inch will not go. So today is God's festival. You should try to make our heart very clear, neat and clean from worldly desires, from duplicity, hypocrisy. Anything concealing from Gurudev, from pure devotees, only one desire will be how to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Mahaprabhu always dancing in a mood. What? Shaito paran nath painu jahan lagi madan dhan dhuri. And he is also speaking some slokes. Anyone cannot explain or they don't know the meaning. But still he is. Only one boy like Rup Goswami. That mood went in the heart of Rup Goswami. And he made a similar slok. And Mahaprabhu saw anywhere in the bhajan kuti of Haridas. And he began to do like this. From where you knew? And then Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all other appreciating Rup Goswami. You have inspired. Without inspiration, how he can know? Anyone cannot know. Only one person like Sarup Damodar can know, other can. Thus, festival was going. Ban Maharaj has explained anything today? He? You should speak something. Something you should speak. Very quickly. Something. Then I will speak. Rajyatra samande, kono bhav, kono jinis, kono kuchu, the gist of Rajyatra, essence of Rajyatra, or anything you can, at least for 15 minutes.
Bhavi Govachandaya,
festival was begun. Himself the king, Pratap Rudra, very influential, very powerful, he took a golden broom in his hand. And in front of card festival, he was himself brooming and waterizing gulab gel, rose water, and so many things. Like a sweeper. A king from south wanted to give her his daughter marriage to Pratap Rudra Raja. He came to see king. King was very beautiful, young age. But he saw that, oh, that king being young and very beautiful yet, but he is like a sweeper. So he decided that I should not give my very beautiful princess to this sweeper. And he returned back. When king knew this fact after court festival, then he invaded that king. You don't know the glory of my Jagannath Dev. And he went and invaded him, but he was defeated. He came back and then went to Jagannath temple and weeping, praying, "Oh Lord, I am your servant." And for this, that very powerful king told me, the sweeper of Jagannath, and he refused to give her daughter in marriage to me. Please help. Then Jagannath told in aerial voice, "Don't be afraid, don't fear. I am coming with you. You should invade again and he will be defeated." Then Maharaja again started. And Jagannath and Baldev, what they did? They took very powerful horses. Baldev sat on white horse and he, Krishna himself, on red. Very powerful. And they were going before king. King was back and they were going. When they were going near Chilka lake, very beautiful, very big lake, from Puri, about 75 miles away. Oh, Krishna and Baldev were going. And a curd seller, curd, yogurt, buttermilk, was selling. And it was hot day. Jagannath and Baldev told, "Oh, old mother, you should give this curd to me. Buttermilk to me." She told that, "First pay something for this." Oh, Krishna Baldev told, "We are soldier of king and king is coming after. He will pay you." "Oh, I cannot pay. If you give something, that king will know that your soldiers have taken, and then he will make." So Jagannath Baldev, Jagannath gave his own finger ring, golden. And that finger ring was given by gold, king. And it was written, Jagannath. So when king, when Baldev, they took all his whole vessel, whole pot, and they drank so much and became very satisfied. And they gave this ring to that old lady. And she was waiting. After 4-5 hours, O king with his whole army came there. And this old lady, very boldly, she came to king and told that, "Oh king, your two soldiers were going and they have taken my all buttermilk. So you will have to pay for this." King told that, "Oh, any of my two soldiers have not yet gone? We are coming first." Oh, he showed this ring to king. And king said, Oh, so many years before I have given it to, offered it to Jagannath. Oh, this is the same. Oh, it seems that Jagannath and Baldev, who promised me to help me, they have gone forward. So he became very happy. And he paid what? Some of his kingdom, some land, free, any estate, that you will take it and you can nourish your family for a long time. Still, the family of that old lady have so much big estate given by king. And after that, king became very happy and he invaded, and Jagannath Baldev were fighting for them, and that king was defeated, and he took that girl king, and he also took his golden throne like Mayur. And also from there he brought Radha Kanta, very big, good vigra, which is in Radha Kanta Mutt there, Gambhira. And also he took Sakshi Gopal from there, who gave evidence from Brahma. And also one thing, Bhanda Ganesh, you know, Gunda Ganesh. Gunda, you know? Why? Not dacoit, but Gunda. Oh, he was fighting for king there. So Krishna defeated him and catch hold. And he brought all these things to Jagannath Puri. Then he wanted to give that daughter of king to any sweeper, his own sweeper. But Rai Ramanand, Sarup Damodar, and others requested king that you should give this girl to your sweeper on the day of court festival. So next year, court festival came, and the king was brooming. And that Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramanand especially, told to that very beautiful princess, "Now you should go to that sweeper. Oh, you are sweeper of Jagannath. So I want to marry with only to you, not to any other sweeper." She boldly came and told to king, "Oh, you are sweeper of Jagannath Dev. I want to marry only the sweeper of Jagannath Dev. I cannot marry any other sweeper." And then, Rai Ramanand came at once, Sarup Damodar and all the associates of Mahaprabhu came and requested that, she is telling true, you should marry this, you are sweeper of Jagannath Dev, and she wants, so why you not accept? You must accept. And then he accepted that girl like his wife. And from him, beautiful prince came, and after Pratap Rudra, he was king. Seeing this, that king being a king, in very simple garment, only dhoti, and he is brooming like sweeper. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very happy, very, very happy. Being a king and he's brooming, so he became very merciful to him. King has promised that I want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sar Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu has rejected him, that you are king, I cannot meet you. Never and never. If there is a lady and Her statue is there. And she is naked. A statue is naked. Even it can attract the mind of very high class of sages, Vaishnavas, like Vishwamitra, Narada, and others. So we should be very careful. Though the king was very high class of devotee, but he was king. He has kingdom, very beautiful wife, children, and everything, so much position. So if there is a very dangerous, poisonous snake, and anyhow his poison has been taken, and the teeth for poison has been broken, but even, oh, his snake, if anyone come, oh, hissing, he will attack. Understand what I'm telling?
Yes.
So, a king, though he may be devotee, very high class of, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, he cannot meet. Then he promised that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promised to liberate whole world and giving Krishna Prem. Only accept me. I'm only exception. So if he has promised like this, I am also promising. If he is not giving his mercy, I will give up my whole kingdom, my wife, children, and everything, and I will go and become
mendicant.
No need of all my kingdom and wealth and reputation, position. So I must give up. But Nityananda Prabhu, Raya Ramananda, the friend of king, oh, they pacified him. Don't do in hurry anything. Oh, wait. Time will come and we will suggest how to serve him. And at the day of festival, correct?
Kaur festival.
They suggested the king that you have served Krishna Jagannath Dev with Brahmi. So Mahaprabhu is very happy to you. Very, very. Today, when Mahaprabhu will be tired in dancing everywhere, and he will go to Aitota, the garden of Jagannath, and he will take rest there. But he will be always observed in mood. At that time, he should go like a mendicant, like a straight beggar. And there you should recite what? Oh, Gopi Geet. What is that? Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham samarna mangalam Srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite bhurida jana. So, that old Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the meantime, made 7 parties of Kirtaniya. Very, very good singer and dancer, like Bakreshwar Pandit dancer. In one party, Nityananda Prabhu. In one party, Haridas Thakur. In one party, Shantipur, Advaitachar. And anywhere, Achyutananda. All there were very good dancers. They can dance for whole day and night. And singer like Swarup Damodar, Mukunda, Madhav, Basu Ghosh, and others. He made 7 parties. 3 parties in front. Two sides and one backward. 7 parties. And thousands and thousands of devotees were following them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did? Being one, but he divided himself in 7 bodies, forms. And he was sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes at one time in 7 bodies. groups, dancing so much. All were thinking, oh, Mahaprabhu is with us always, and singing and dancing. So all were very much happy. Like Krishna, when he was taking meal with Sakha in Bhandi, but like this, oh, so many circles of Sakha were there. Not only one circle, thousands of circles. Some were behind, some were inside, some were very far away. But all were thinking, what? I am in front of Krishna. I am taking prasadam with Krishna. I am giving in his mouth. He is giving in me mouth. All were thinking that Krishna is with me. Those who were in back, inside, here and there. Krishna became, as were gopis at the time of Rash, he became how many Krishna? Thousands and thousands of Krishna. With each gopi, one Krishna. In two gopis, one Krishna. In two Krishna, one gopi. Very miracle. This is what? Aishwarya. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did. All were saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. But one person, King and Kashi Mishra, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, three, they were with Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Pratap Rudra told to them, what I'm seeing? Am I wrong? And he said, oh, no, I'm seeing. He's there, he is here. In seven parties, he's dancing and always. Then Kashi Mishra told, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you are very fortunate. Oh, you have received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you are singing. Anyone is not singing like you. Anyone. Then king was absorbed in singing. In the meantime, all the devotees made so many circles, seven circles, keeping Mahaprabhu in the middle. Nityananda Prabhu was one. Leader of one group, thus Gadadhar Pandit and all, seven circles were made. You know Shivas Pandit? Oh, he's like Narad. He wanted to see this dance of, beautiful dance of Mahaprabhu. And he was doing like this, observed in. And king, behind him, he was wanted to see. But he was just in front of Shivas Pandit. Behind Shivas, Pratap Rudra. And the main Senapati, Commander-in-Chief General, with so many, medals, so many medals. Very tall, very sound health. With his associates, so many police armies, he was standing to protect, to save king. So, Srinivas Pandit, Shivas Acharya, was in front of that king. And sometimes, like, seeing he, like, and king also wanted to see. So, he became obstruction of the king. So sometimes that commander-in-chief warned him, Shivas Pandit, don't be like this. King is seeing. So he was anyhow taking Shivas Pandit, don't be like this and this. You should be here. Anywhere?
One side.
He did one and two times. And Shivasai was so engaged in observing, seeing the dance of Mahaprabhu. He at once became angry and he gave a very big slap to Harichandan, the commander-in-chief. And he became so angry. And he wanted to arrest and to
And all gods became very angry. They wanted to arrest Shiva. But king told, don't, you are so fortunate to have a slap of this devotee. He's very high class of devotee. You are so fortunate. Be silent. And then he was silent. And after that, what became? After that, dancing and dancing, Mahaprabhu became so tired. And in the meantime, at 12 in the noon, Jagannath Dev and Subhadra Dev and Baladev Prabhu became so hungry. And lakhs, about more than 25 lakhs or more than that. Oh, taking narikel,
coconut,
so many kinds of sweet. You know khaja? Khaja, very sweet thing, very light, full of sweet, khaja. It is very priya, it is very dear to Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Where they are 1 mile from Jagannath Dev, but from there, and they are offering. And Jagannath Dev, what doing? From his eyes, he's taking all and all. Some are throwing so many naricals, coconuts there, and it comes on any heads here, there, and all are telling what? Jai Jagannath Dev, Jai Baladev Prabhu ki, you can take this remnant all, that khaja and narikel, coconut, you can taste by your mind. Jagannath Devi is giving you all. And then, in the meantime, when chariot was there, standing for 2-3 hours, Mahaprabhu with his associates, he entered in the garden of Jagannath, very big, all kinds of sweet flowers and fruits, various kinds from whole world, universe, all are there in one garden. Very beautiful garden. If you can go, you can see. So Mahaprabhu was there, and in a very big, under the shade of big tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, in the mood of Radhika, oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Without Krishna, my heart is broken. Broken. And now he was observed in this mood, and he kept his head on the root of a tree, and lamenting, weeping, no sense at all. And he took his feet on these feet, and he was crying, tears coming. Nityananda Prabhu, Rai Ramanand, oh, advised, oh, go now, O king. This is the actual proper time to go. And he take a shape like
common person,
but like beggar, only one dhoti. And became very simple person. And he came there. He sat towards the feet of Mahaprabhu. Very gently, smoothly, he began to message like this. And recite very sweetly. Jayati te dhikam janmana praja shrayati indira swaswadatri daita drishatam dikshustavaka tvaidhrita shava twang vichinvate nakhalu gopika nandano bhaman akhila dehinam
antaratmade yo viswaguptaye sakhiyodiyaman swaswatankulen. Oh, very sweet. Oh, very high class of this thing. When Krishna disappeared from the rush with Srimati Radhika, all lamenting, and after that they saw that, oh, Srimati was also lamenting alone and weeping bitterly. They took also Radhika with them and came again in Jamuna Pulin, where first rush was going on, and they began to weep louder and singing. Whether they were singing or they were lamenting, weeping, it was very hard to decide. They were singing this song. What? Oh, when Krishna took birth in Vrindavan Braja, this Braja became more superior than Vaikuntha and all other planets. Now Lakshmi Devi is serving, giving, brooming in Vrindavan. So, oh, Nakhalu Gopika Anandanu Bhuman. Oh, Krishna is not son of Yashoda, really. If he was the son of Krishna, Yashoda mother, Mother Yashoda is very, very compassionate, very, very smooth and gentle, very liberal. But this person, very cruel. So we think that he is not son of Yashoda Devi. He must be of Devaki and Jadav, because Jadav are cruel. Kans is also Jadav and he is cruel. So like this, abusing Krishna, and they are telling like those. Oh, each sloka has so many various kinds of meaning. Oh, Mahaprabhu was hearing his sweet voice reciting, and he was weeping more and more and told, who are you? You are giving me this life nectar to me. Life nectar to me. I am always indebted to you. Go on, go on. And he was, when he came to tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabhiriditam kalmashapah samarna mangalam srimadatatam huigiryantite bhuridajana. Meaning is very best. So many meanings. Here Chandravali and his sakhis are telling, O Krishna, tava katham mritam taptajo. Your katha, your pastimes are like nectar. If anyone is suffering from the fire of worldly, all these things, family problems, like fire, any problems, if he is remembering Krishna pastime, it is like a nectar. All will go away and he may be happy. Even chanting one name of Krishna or any, a little bit, Harikatha. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kavi bhi reditam, because so many kavis means poets, like Vyasadeva, like Sukadeva Goswami, like Brahma himself, like Shankar, like Sukadeva Goswami, all has told like this, that even one drop of this Harikatha, if anyone here, his all misery, birth and death pain, everything go away forever. It has been also told everywhere.
तव कथामृतम तप्त जीवम कबिभीर ईड़ितम कबिभीर ईड़ितम कल्मषापहम। इफ एनी वन विल चौंट और हियर हिज कथा, व्हाट विल बी ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ मिजरी कल्मष ऑफेंसेज विल गो अवे एट वंस। सो इफ एनी वन इज गिविंग दिस हरि कथा ही इज मोस्ट हाई क्लास ऑफ donor, charitable person. We cannot repay him. But the group of Radhika, what telling? Tava katha amritam. Your katha, your pastimes is like what? Poison. Anyone will hear who is very happy in this world. He is happy with his children's wife and husband and all others. They should not hear. We were very happy in our family, but anyhow, unluckily, we heard the name of Krishna, and we became like this. We took shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, but he cheated us and he left us and he went. We don't know where he has gone. So we are very unfortunate. Tava katha amritam. So it is like a poison. Be careful, don't listen the name of Krishna and pastimes of Krishna. Your life will be like what? Upset for a, like gopis. Krishna was with them, even gopis were not so happy, always lamenting. So don't go in the trap of Krishna. These beautiful pastimes of Krishna, don't hear. Don't go to Vrindavan. Don't take darshan of Govinda ji there, otherwise, you will be upset, crying. So Gopi Raj telling, those devotees keeping Srimad Bhagavat in their armpit. What? Arm, keeping here. Wearing sandals. Full. Except only tiki is there, that area tell is there here. And what telling? Comes and here without any fee, I will let you hear the pastime sweet Krishna. Let hear. Don't go. What he will do? He will cut off your all happiness, all attachment, worldly attachment. Like sharp knife. Be careful there. He will tell that, come on, only, no fee. Free of cost, you should hear the pastimes of Krishna. But don't go. Otherwise, you will be like us, always weeping. They are what? They are like a butcher. They had no love and affection for their children's. So they have left all these things for that very cheater Krishna. So don't go to them. They are like killers. They will kill you. And then you will, for whole life, you will weep. Nothing is there. You know, those who did prem to Krishna, all the gopis, always weeping. Why? Krishna had so much love and affection. But he went Mathura. And Mathura was very nearer to Vrindavan. So he saw that there may be any chance that we can meet. So he left it and went where? In Shri, very far away. Himself weeping and making all the gopis weeping. So they are telling, be careful. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he could not control himself. His eyes was closed. He embraced the king. Who are you? I cannot repay you in my whole life. Continue to sing this. And he never saw, but he gave his whole mercy to the king. Why he did? Because he was brooming like a sweeper in front of us. So if he will do like this,
you can have the whole mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No doubt, but try to be like Maharaj Pratapa Rudra. So there are so many things. Now it is, our time is over. And drama is also there. So I will tell something in morning and something in evening. Very beautiful things that not has been explained. Gaur Premanande. Oh, Jayadev was fearing to write that Krishna is Supreme Personality.